Thank you guys for choosing Weekly Politics as your podcast today. The last episode that came out was the justice system and how broken it was. And I left off on where I think the justice system should be going. So, and for kids, not for adults. The problem with kids is it's really hard to just understand. Because the thing with kids is what do the Nordic countries call it? They're rehabilitation systems, but it's not really rehabilitation. It's kind of like re-education systems. They'll work great for kids because kids have that ability to learn still. But for adults, it's not so much. They're not that great for adults. And so harsh punishment for adults makes a lot of sense. But harsh punishment for kids, we can technically re-educate them into not doing what they have been doing. But the issue is because they've already committed that crime, and especially if they're repeat offenders, the harder it is to educate them. So I do think they should have some sort of stricter system in place for them. I do support the idea of service. I'm sorry, my mind is blanking right now. Civil service. I'm just gonna call it that. Where you. You'll mow the lawn for the city. You'll pick up sticks in the parks. You'll maintain all of this stuff for little to no wage. And it's essentially to teach you how to work. Teach you how to work for what you want. But also teach you sort of as like a punishment. As in, you're not going to like what you're doing. So it's a punishment, but it's also teaching you. So it's going to teach you this. It's going to teach you that. But it's also going to say, hey, you're not going to be committing crimes anymore because you don't like doing that. You'd rather have a job that you choose to do and not a job that you're forced to do and get paid very little. So that was my idea for civil service. I still can't remember the name of what it's called. I don't know why. Civil service. That's my idea for kids. But what if they're under 14? When you're under 14, you're not legally allowed to work in anywhere in the country. It's a federal law, unless you're working for a family-run business in the state of Iowa anyway. But you can't be forced to work for a family-run business. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be very beneficial. So how can we make the civil service system work for kids who are under the age of 14 and commit a crime? So my idea is this, that as you get older, your criminality, the limitations on what you can and cannot do, the punishments for what you do get stricter and stricter. So you start off from 0 to 14. Those punishments are very basic punishments. And then 14 to 18, you get a little bit more strict with civil service. And then 18 to infinite, it's very strict punishment for anything other than misdemeanors. So the idea for 0 to 14-year-olds is more of, we can't punish you by law nearly as much as we could with 14 to 18 year olds, because they're working hard, they're earning what they want. So I guess for a 0 to 14 year olds, your punishment should be more of, what did you do? It should be based on what you did. You stole something from a store, they can't really force you to pay the store back because you don't have money. They can't force you to work for the store because that's against the law. And there might be, I'm going to look up if there's an exception real quick. Give me half a second here. I'm pretty sure the law has no exceptions, but it just depends on how the people who made the law thought at the time. Yeah, it doesn't tell me. That's great. I just love it when you have a really nice web browser that blocks all the ads and does so much for you. And then the one very simple question you ask it, it doesn't have the answer for you. It's nice. It's a sign that I need to diversify my web browsing. Oh no. One of the things that came up is jobs for 12-year-olds in 2021. I guess babysitting, but like most jobs are not legal for people under 14, so kind of an interesting thing. But oh well, I'm sure they meant it in legal senses. It's yeah. So how can we punish 0 to 14-year-olds? We can't punish them with forcing them to work. We can't punish them by forcing them to pay the person they stole from because in theory they don't have money. So how can we do it? There are times where we could just leave it up to the parents. But the problem with leaving it up to the parents is that a lot of times the reason why this person under 14 committed the crime is because the parents aren't doing their job. So then, if the parents are not doing their job, here's something we can do to the kid. If the parents aren't doing their job, we can remove them from the parents' custody and bring them into the foster care system. And yes, right now, the foster care system in the United States is broken. I understand that. I think it should be fixed. This is in theory. So in theory, all we're looking at right now is how to punish them, how to punish the kid, but also punish the parent for not paying attention to the kid, because the majority of the punishment should be based on the parent. What in the world? The majority of the punishment should be based on the parent because the parent was neglecting the kid, most likely. So if the court rules that the parent was neglecting the kid or the parent was not taking care of the kid as the parent should have been, the kid will be removed from the parents' custody, brought into the American foster care system or the state foster care system. And we're just going to pretend that the foster care system is decent just for the sake of argument right now. I do think it should be fixed. I'm not sure how we need to fix it. I'm not sure how we need to fix the foster care system. I'll work on that. I'll make a podcast episode about it some other time. It's a big issue. It would be a long episode, probably multiple parts as well. As for how we punish the kid, we've removed the kid from the parent. In this case, that the parent was neglecting the kid. So then the kid goes to the foster care system. In the foster care system, he or she would be essentially taught how to live a good life. I think the idea of the foster care system is that you should be raised as if you are part of the family that you are being raised by. So essentially, the foster care system needs to be more strict on which parents can be part of it, but also less strict in terms of who can adopt. And I mean that as in, like, in order to adopt a kid, an American kid, and you're an American, the federal agencies that are in charge of that, they need immunization records of every single animal you have. Which is weird because a kid isn't. It's just weird. It's like some of the things they require for it just don't make any sense for adopting a kid. I mean, a lot of them do make sense, but some of them is just like, why? It just makes the amount of time to adopt take so much longer. So, how do we punish this kid? What if the parents were not neglecting the kid? And the reason why the kid committed the crime is maybe he had bad friends, and the parents took care of the kid as well as they could, but they just simply didn't know about it because the kid was good at hiding it. Or the kid found some stuff on internet or something like that. And all of that is very, very possible. So how can we fix this? If you get what I'm saying. And there's, yeah, it gets confusing on this point because there isn't much you can do. You can't legally punish a kid without being accused of some sort of child abuse and then being sued by states or sued by parents, and then it gets overturned in some federal court, and then it gets brought up to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court depends. Who knows what they would do? I don't have a clue what they would do. So it's really hard to understand how we can punish a kid who broke a law. My idea is so we can't do forced labor. We can't force them to pay. But my basic idea is, what if we did throw them in juvenile? This is the one case where it's so hard to understand. What if we threw them in juvenile, but we changed the system of juvenile itself? So juvenile detention wouldn't just be a prison for kids. It'd be a prison Or not, sorry, not a prison. It'd be like a detention for kids. You go there, you're not in prison. You go there, you're raised as part of a family, even though there is no parental structure. So it's the idea of you're in here, and while you're in here, we're going to educate you in terms of school. So you're going to go to school as well as we possibly can. We're going to hire very qualified teachers. We're not going to be talking about politics because politics is dumb. We're not going to be indoctrinating you with anything. We're simply going to be educating on math, science, English, all the basics. And we're also going to start some sort of brotherly system. Obviously, all the guys will be in one juvenile detention center, all the women in a different juvenile detention center. And the guys would be, I don't know how to explain it, they'd be doing activities, sort of like sports, games, whatever, anything, to sort of grow their bond together. And yet, while this can be really dangerous, because if they don't learn how to not commit crimes, when they're out there, they'd work as a gang to commit more crimes. So the idea is we're going to teach them how to not commit crimes. We're going to teach them how to make money, how to do this, how to do that. So basically, when you're learning all the school, you're learning math, science, and English, but you're also learning how to make money for yourself legally, how to do all of this stuff legally. You're learning how, why you can't do crimes. You're learning what each crime does, who it hurts, how it causes problems. You're learning all of this, these things just so that you hopefully don't commit them again. While at the same time, you're doing these activities to bring you and your other people in your detention center closer together. Sort of like a brotherly or sisterly love type of thing. And then when you get released back into the world, whether it's released into the foster care system or released back to your parents, the hope is that you have learned, changed. And a lot of people are going to criticize this idea because the idea is a lot, is really similar to a liberal idea. So the liberal idea is that when you have a kid, the kid gets taken away from you and brought to a center, not detention center really, but a center, and that kid is going to be learned and brought up by the state. This is one difference between my idea and their idea. I say the kid should only be doing that after he had committed a crime, and he should not be doing that until he's 18. He should be doing that until his punishment sentence by the judge is over. Then he gets brought back to the parents. And the parents are still recognized as the legal guardians. On the other hand, the liberals think you should just throw him into the center and teach him until he's 18 and then let him out into the world, and the parents have no say over any of this. And that's just, what's the word that, there's a word that someone uses all the time. It's like Orwellian. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to use Orwellian. I'm actually kind of curious what Orwellian means, because I was listening to Ben Shapiro and he said the word Orwellian. So I'm curious what Orwellian means. I also will listen to a part of a Gavin Newsom speech just because, I don't know, I just did. I like learning about how he argues so that I can learn how to, it's kind of a weird thing. So I can learn how to defeat every single one of those arguments. Is learning about your foe as much as you possibly can so you know how to counter every single attack. I know I'm right. I know he's wrong. You start from that basis. But then he might be able to convince other people that he is right more than I can convince other people that he is wrong. So how do you, learning how he talks and how he argues is really good for that. Orwellian is an adjective that describes a situation, idea, or societal condition that George Orwell identified as being destructive to the welfare of a free and open society. Okay, so anything destructive of a free and open society. Orwellian was from 1984. Okay. It denotes an attitude and a brutal policy of draconian control by propaganda, surveillance, disinformation, denial of truth, double thinking, and manipulation of the past, including the unperson, a person whose past atrocity is idealized from the public record and memory, practiced by modern repressive governments. Orwellian is used to describe something that is similar to the writing style of novelist George Orwell, that reminds you of his book subjects, especially anything big brotherish like surveillance. So now I understand why people use that. Okay, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. Today was a shorter episode. I have other things that I have to do today, so this will be posted tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 in the morning. And I will try to get more podcast episodes out, but I don't think I'll be able to this week because I am going on vacation. So this might be the only episode this week. And if that's true, I'm sorry. I'm on vacation. I can't work when I'm on vacation. This isn't work, this is a hobby, but I'll be somewhere beautiful. So it's like, look outside, walk outside, you know, go do cool stuff. I'm not gonna sit in front of my computer making podcast episodes. So this is probably the only episode for the week. And last episode, I was talking in the episode as if it were a video episode, and that was because it was recorded on video. But I decided not to upload it because it took up 25 gigabytes of storage on my computer. And that was fine. The problem is it would take like 2 days to upload. So I just decided not to do video episodes. And yeah, see you all later. And God bless you. Adios.